And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of the Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for today, and what good timing. Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing is joining us. We got so much cool stuff to cover. We're going to be talking tuna, talking offshore, talking inshore. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 6th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, and reps from Shimano and other top tackle companies. Shimano Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction make this the ideal rod to chase giants. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just one of those fun shows, Rick, to be involved with and having the man from the neighbor next door here. Right?
Yeah, this is going to be a great time. Always fun having Carl in here. Sure, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you. And yeah, this is a fun day. Obviously, Pete's still down at Palmas de Cortez. We'll hopefully look forward to hearing from him today. But I know that the boys are fishing with Rich Top on his boat down there at Palmas de Cortez. So hopefully we'll get a little update. But if the fishing gets in the way of calling, let me know how that goes sometime.
Right.
But yeah, definitely excited to have Carl in here from Fisherman's Landing, the kind of operations manager at the landing. And man, there is a lot going on. It was a hell of a season, still is, still full swing, rolling into what normally is our best time of year for weather and fishing, and we got a little weather on the horizon, but man, there's some good fishing going on, huh?
There is some great fishing to be going on. It's what, middle of October, and there's no end in sight right now for this bluefin and offshore fishing right now.
We talk about all the time, you start to run out of the accolades to talk about it, but how do you describe this bluefin tuna cycle that we're in, and then this year in particular? It has just been spectacular.
The last 18 months is just one word, phenomenal bluefin tuna fishing. There's no way to describe it other than it's as good as it gets, probably as good as it might ever will get. We don't know. We have never seen it like this before. and I just hope it keeps on going. You know, it's last year we ran our last tuna trip. Doug and I were looking at the schedule a couple of days ago. Was it December 10th, I think it was, for offshore, and then the weather just kept coming, and we had to cancel. And this year it looks like it's going to be the same thing.
It's so cool. They're just, you know, at what point do you call it a late season versus an early season? You know what I mean? Like, you're talking running into December, and then the next, you know, year being this year, we were full speed in March.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you know, it's just... Who's to say if you had coverage in that short little time that there wouldn't have been fishing to be had?
I think there would have been, for sure. If there was enough people to get boats off the dock and the weather was cooperating, we would be catching tuna year-round, 12 months out of the year, for sure. I mean, these guys need to shut down new boat work and everything.
Sure.
December and January, February, where guys were doing boat work, there was guys like, oh, we'll start doing boat work in January or February, and they missed the first couple months of fishing. Because they were still doing boat work. And guys that got it done early, season started in March, and they're still running.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know, in the quote-unquote the old days, we weren't in this bluefin cycle, mm-hmm. like you had to really pick and choose the time that you did your boat, or you kind of didn't have to, I guess is what I'm saying, because there was a long period of downtime, and you have to make a conscious decision on when you want to get your maintenance done, because there's darn near fishing to be had any time they're out.
When we were all kids, your fishing season was... mid-June, July, August, September, and it would run into October. But normally mid-October, the season was done. Your albacore had gone on, everyone's back to school, and season's over. You ran 90 or 100 days. You were super stoked. Now, I mean, since we reopened from the pandemic last March, we've been full speed except December and January of last year. Things started happening a little in February. Then by mid-March, these guys were full speed, and we haven't stopped since... the last 18 months.
Yeah, it's incredible for sure. And I think for 5 years I've been saying the bites is historical. You know, countless times I've called it historical. And it's great. It's back to the Zane Grey.
Yeah, big time. Really. So what is going on at Fisherman's Landing right now? The trips, I mean, I'm assuming with as great as the fishing is, things have been full. What are the trips that are happening out of the landing? What do we got to kind of look forward to as the season rolls on? What's kind of happening around the landing right now?
A lot of guys are starting doing their 2.5, 3-day trips coming in, starting right about now. We have a few openings. I think Scott on the Condor has a few openings on their 2.5-day trips over the weekend, but those are pretty much sold out. The Mustangs got some 2.5-day trips, midweek stuff now, and day and a half on weekends, which are filling up really fast. Other than that, there's not much left to offer on, especially weekends. Weekends are gone. Weekdays are still filling up pretty full, which I'm a little surprised with the holidays right around the corner and people getting back to work and school. But guys want to go fishing, and they keep calling, and we're going to keep taking them fishing as long as they want.
That's great.
Full day has been, or local, it's been a little tougher than normal, I would say, but there's still your opportunity to be out there. Those guys go out there. They have their days for their yellowfin and yellowtail and dorado, but it is hit and miss on that. But it's still good fishing. You go out there, and it's like Taro, I think, had 60 yellowfin, I think, last week for one day, and 30 Dorado and 10, 15 Yellowtail. I mean, that's
pretty darn good fishing.
We had Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell on last week, and he was just saying that it's been frustrating in that one day it's all over the place and everybody's having great scores and there's great tuna fishing, and then 2 days later it just vanishes, and then it pops up again over here, and it's just not been that same consistent. But like you said, you catch it on the right day, there's some great fishing to be had,
correct.
And there's still fish to be had on the down days, just not you know, highlights and scoreboards kind of.
Exactly.
That's cool. So. You know, one thing that I definitely want to talk about, I'm sure we will talk much more about it later in the show, is with this big bluefin fishing that's been had and all of the heavy tackle and everything else, is you have, like, spearheaded a lot, changing how the landing does their rental gear and what you offer. And I don't think, you know, I mean, people that maybe aren't familiar coming down to fishing with you at Fisherman's Landing, talk about what the rental gear is like and how that has changed over the last couple of years. If you're used to fishing an old Penn 500 and a rod with three guides on it, that's not what rental tackle's like anymore, at least at a Fisherman's.
Absolutely not. For our 40-pound tests or heavier, we have our 40, 50, and 60, Talica 12s, Talica 16s, Calstar 770 extra heavies and heavies for that 40 to 60-pound stuff. Then for are 80-pound and 100-pound. Talica 20s, 25s with either Calstar 770 double Xs and Seeker, the OSPs, 1x3s and 2x3s for offshore, for fishing, big tuna, your big knife jigs, your flat falls, sinker rigs, whatever you want. And it's very reasonable, especially to the competition, for a day and a half, which is our, by far our most popular trip, is $70.
And you're talking about a well over $1,000 outfit that you're using.
Yes. And I don't know, I mean, I've doubled our rental reels on our big gear in the last year. We went from 20, now we've probably got over 50 or 60 of those big, big heavy rods for everyone. And now we're getting enough rental gear for some long-range boats. The long-range boats, like, dude, fishing line, I need to really up their game. And now we're supplying rental gear for the long-range boats. And reservations are highly recommended for the rental gear.
That's a good call.
All you need is a phone number and a name. We don't charge you anything to hold it. If you take it, great. If you don't need it, that's fine. We'll just put it back in stock. No
but
big
because
deal.
You have a limited amount, it's just sure, that individual. Yeah, if an individual needs a couple of outfits, why not reserve it?
And you go on a three-day trip, or like these guys that are on their 5 to 7 day trips, Talica 20 or like a Pin Fathom 40 rental rod is going to cost you a couple $100. It's not out of. I mean, it's like filling up your rod and reel with Spectre for the trip, you know? That's about it.
It's nice that, especially if you're taking a buddy or you're, you know, taking a friend, whatever, that doesn't have high-end appropriate gear, somebody could come in, get a TAC-12, a TAC-16, and a TAC-25, and have three, you know, high-end outfits without having to, you know, I mean, that you're talking multiple $1,000s worth of tackle there to outfit yourself somewhere you don't need to incur that expense.
Absolutely. And a lot of guys, I mean, the Talicas are by far the most popular reels on the market for this bigger gray tuna, and the Fathoms are, for sure, I think. So if a guy wants to spend $1,000, but I'm not really sure if I want to spend it before I get to try it, come try it.
Yeah, for real. I mean, you could rent a Fathom on your trip on the Queen and see what you like it, and then you could be going in the next week on the Condor, and you could rent a Talica. You could try them both out and decide what you like.
Yeah, and it's like, sweet, it was worth the $60 or $70 or $50, whatever it was. It's like, I really like this. Now I'm going to go spend my money and buy whatever rod and reel you want.
That's cool. So. Very cool. Well, I always like having Carl on here, and I always like telling the story. I mean, the reason Carl's so adept at the tackle side of things is, you know, he worked with us at the fishing tackle shop. I mean, Carl and I have worked together since high school, and your kind of career path getting you to where you're at now, kind of running things at the landing, you've kind of been a part of every part of the process, from the tackle to the boats to driving boats to reservations to the whole nine. Kind of give us a little rundown of what it took to get you to where you're at now.
I've kind of done it, almost all of it, you know. Started when I was a kid working on the half-day boats and three-quarter-day boats with my brother.
Who owned the Malahini at one point, right?
Yep. I kind of liked the half-day and the full-day stuff, but it was just way too many people for me. And then I got on the Apollo. I worked on the Apollo for 6 years with Jeff Jones and Chris Flores, Rick Polak, Kevin Ward. Then went off and followed Kevin over to the Champ, did a lot of the multi-day stuff over there, then worked on the Searcher and Islander, Searcher. Worked on almost every boat at least once, fill in relief stuff, you know.
Sure.
Out of Fisherman's Landing, a lot of the boats out of H&M and stuff. Then worked in the tackle shop, just started helping with the Fred Hall shows during the, hey, we need some extra help.
We'd always recruit because, you know, that time of year it was March and there wasn't a lot going on, so we would always recruit a crew member who was off or they were doing boat work. And
they're happy to get the work.
Oh, totally. Like, hey, man, instead of sanding this week, you want to come help us, you know, shuffle boxes around for the Fred Hall show? So.
Thousands of pounds of...
yeah, and it's like, man, if I'm going to do this for a living, I should know what I'm talking. Like, hey, what do I need for this rod? So I went in there and I was a little burnt out on the boats and stuff when I got a little older, then worked in the tackle shop on and off with Rick and Doug for, I don't know how many years on and off.
A long time.
Yeah, for a long time.
For sure.
I mean, 10 years, maybe?
Eight? Oh, yeah, at least. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, that I can remember.
But Carl was always, like, has the fishing thing in his blood. And, like, he would work for us for 3 or 4 years, and then he'd sneak away and he'd go work on the Searcher. And he was on the Searcher for a couple of years. And then looking for a change of pace, and we'd get him for another 2 or 3 years back at the tackle store. And then he'd go off to work on the Islander again.
Yeah, and I got my captain's license when I was 18. I just renewed it. I'm on my 4th or 5th issue, whatever that is now. And when I got married again and I had a kid, and there was one of my father-in-law was ill, and it's like, oh, well, I need to be home for this. And the job here at the reservations and manager part came up to, and I wanted to be home for the kids and go to all their football games and stuff. So I decided, hey, this is the right opportunity for me.
And Carl's such the right person in that job because he's a very good ambassador for what happened to the landing because he's been in the shoes of the crew member and the captain. So very good at dealing with their plight when they're problems with whatever's happening, this negative thing happened, like, you know, he's been in those shoes, but also in the shoes of the passenger and the guide. So yeah, it's a great asset to the landing, and certainly got a good handle of what goes on down
right
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been a lot of fun, and man, we just really looking forward to talking more about it. I mean, like I say, great history working on the boats, fantastic with the fishing side of things, so going to be a great show, Corey, and a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Absolutely, Rick. We're going to have a good time today with Carl in here, and I know he mentioned his wife. His wife, if you book through Jeff's place, the Sailor's Island fishing charters, that's your wife, Katie.
Yes.
Yeah, which is awesome, too. So we'll get more into that, too. And we have a fun day ahead of us, talking the next 2 hours fishing. If you want to join us, the number is 213-432-1090. That's the number here at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. So that number, or text the show via the app. You don't want to wait on hold. There is an open line right now if you do want to call. At again, the number 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip. Actually, a day and a half trip.
How about that?
Yeah,
it's
quite an upgrade here. Yeah, a day and a half trip on any open party trip out of Fisherman's Land.
How
so
cool!
That's super rad.
So Carl, tell us how that works. So, what's you said anybody that's running open party that there's a spot if somebody wants to go day and a half fishing, they're going.
Yeah, on the regular day and a half. So, like on the Queen, the Condor, the Tomahawk, the Mustang, that $400 price range. That's not doesn't include meals. So. If you want to go, like, say the Pegasus or a Fortune, you just got to pay the price difference.
You can upgrade.
You could upgrade. You just pay the difference
of
the
so
50
cool,
bucks
man.
Awesome.
Or whatever.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And then you could pick out whatever boat you want and then go fishing.
That's awesome.
There it is.
What a prize.
So,
there
it is.
It will be good till everything has an expiration date, quote unquote, on our stuff. But if you don't get to use it this year, it'll be good for next year or whatever.
There you go. Nothing better.
I love it.
So when it fits, when you can go and it fits your schedule, give us a call and send out you a,
sounds pretty darn easy. Well, one lucky caller is going to get that prize today, a day and a half trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Thank you, Carl. Give us a shout out at 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and a mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we're pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product in stock and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your upcoming trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. You'll see the Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies within the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 6th.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Gulloan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to the world headquarters here at Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning and just some good jabber off air and looking forward to next 2 hours of good times. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the number here. We're giving away a day and a half trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Pretty cool, Carl.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy. We're going to have a lot of fun and lots to talk about. And why don't we just jump right back into the phone? Everybody's packed up, excited to get things going. I want to talk to Carl.
Absolutely. How about Doug, our friend from Montebello? Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Yes, well, I was wondering when, you know, people call up for the whatever information, is there anything they can improve on as far as organizing the questions, I guess?
I'm still struggling. So your question is how do people ask a better question of Carl, like information wise for the boats?
Yeah.
I would say if you're going on one of the boats and you're not sure what's going on, just hey, what do I need? What do I need to be prepared to go fishing on whatever trip you're looking to go on? Hook size, line size, and what type of fishing am I going to expect or want to be doing on that particular trip? Most popular question that we get, like, hey, where are we going tonight?
Sure.
Normally, I don't know lately till like an hour or two before we go, you know? I mean, everyone watches the weather, especially like this week when we get trips out. Are we going to go to Mexico or are we going to go to Cortez Tanner Bay?
Sure.
I won't know till literally a couple hours. When I go on each day, I text everyone that's running that morning, hey, what's your game plan? What license rentals do you guys need? And normally I find around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, then that's when we'll start checking people in and telling what you guys need.
There's a fantastic problem to have right now, and it's the decision of do I want to go west and swing heavy for trophies, or do I want to go south and have what lately has been fantastic fishing for variety and Dorados and Yellows and yellowfin tuna and kelp patties and just open water spots of Dorado and, you know, like, and that's not an easy made decision because both are great and both are very much available right now.
Yeah, and some guys will wait till they get down to the dock, kind of see and get a feel how their customers are for each trip, you know.
Sure.
A lot of guys might, not bring the right gear or not prepared, or maybe they're a little more novice fishermen, or maybe, like, Gavin had... even Trevor on two trips ago, I think it was, they had some really good fishermen. So, like, hey, we're going to go fish this big, great fish and stuff. Then if not, if it's a little more novice or maybe if a few more kids are on the boat and stuff, like, hey, let's go take these guys fish some yellowtail and Dorado and stuff like that.
We see it all the time. The example that always comes to mind is a construction company hires a boat just a kickback trip for all the boys. Guys have been working their butts off, and so they charter the trip. But you might have a bunch of guys that hardly ever fish at all. You roll down into some wide-open Dorado and kelp patty fishing, and there's fish flipping around everywhere, and the Dorado are all lit up. And
it's as good as it gets.
Yeah,
right?
you can drop a bait in the water, pull 4 feet of line off, and you got one on. Like, that is, for that situation, 10 times a better trip than hoping to catch a big bluefin.
Yeah.
You turn the tables to another trip, and Carl and his buddies have been fishing for a long time. They got no problem spending their time at the rail hoping for that trophy, knowing that, you know, you do a trip like that, not everybody is going to catch a fish. It's just that's how big fish fishing works. You are trophy hunting, and but you've been to that arena before, and you know that when it does pay off, it's a mega. So
yep.
I can totally see the guys kind of waiting until they have a little bit of a handle on what's going on, and
correct.
You know, because they got to please everybody,
yep.
or do their best job at it.
Exactly. And there'll be guys that will be on one trip or the other, like, hey, I really wanted to go fish bluefin and be bummed out. It's like, I understand that, but there's 25 other guys that probably are not going to have the greatest time or have a good time at all trying to do that. They're not experienced enough or don't have the right gear or just for whatever reason, you know? And, like, we got to go with these guys versus just the one or two guys over here.
So kind of going to Doug's question, if he's trying to feel out a scenario like that and he calls the office, can you guys – is it possible to steer him in a direction of a boat that, you know, sometimes these guys target big ones more and these guys target variety more? Like, can you steer him in that direction? Or is this type of year business is just so busy you kind of got to get what's available? Like, how does that work?
This time of year, most guys are going to concentrate – because most guys understand, the captains will understand, the bluefin are going to get them off the dock more often than not right now because, like, down the beach, like we were saying, like, the last week or two it's been a little tough for fishing. Mm-hmm. So the guys are going to go fish bluefin when that's possible, when the weather's permitting and stuff like that. But, like, during the summer, like, the Mustang and the Liberty local fishing, you know, that's, hey, go on one of these shorter trips.
Get
your variety. Go catch Dorado yellowfin or whatever it may be. And we had great local bluefin tuna fishing earlier this year. You know, that 25 to 40-pound bluefin, anyone can go out there and catch it. It doesn't matter if you're 12 years old or 90 years old. 30-pound test, 40-pound test, two-speed reel that we have in the landing. Rent one of those for $20, $15. Go catch some tuna and yellowtail. Obviously, like Gavin and then Mike on the Tomahawk and those guys really do concentrate on that fishing, that big bluefin. So, like, hey, if you really want to fish a bluefin, Pacific Dawn, Tomahawk, Pacific Queen, you know, Trevor now, since he's running the boat, he's done a really good job fishing that bigger bluefin and stuff. And
what boat is that you're talking about? You said Trevor was running
the Condor.
On the Condor,
yeah,
okay.
So
cool.
Trevor and Jimmy are splitting up the differences there and stuff, and Jimmy's ran a couple trips on the Outrider, even filling in and stuff like that. So everyone's kind of trying to get a break, and everyone's kind of doing a little boat shuffle right now
because cool.
It's been hard to find work or help these days.
Well, Doug, I hope that answers your question for you. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Yeah, let's get back into it and talk to John. John Cole from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome. Let's Talk Hookup, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So my question is for Corbin. And so I'm going to different trips and this and that, and this year I went on back-to-back 8 days with two different skippers, same boat. But we did different things, and I got caught without, we went to a place where we got to fish plastics for large calicos, but I didn't have that in my arsenal, but guys were nice enough to let me, you know, borrow redhead and stuff like that. But how did I go about maybe putting a kit together for myself, that a little box that had me an assortment of swim baits and some lead heads that would be kind of universal. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean,
good question.
That is. Sure. That's an easy one out of the gate for me, and that'd be either the 5-inch or 6-inch regular swim bait, you know? I mean, that you a 6-inch you could put a 2-ounce lead head on, up to, you know,
yep.
And the 5-inch you could put up to 1.5 ounces, really, and mm-hmm. You could do anything you want. I mean, you can sink out to 90, 120 feet, whatever you needed to do. But, man, if they were to back up to that, some of that kelp along the coast,
sure.
I can only imagine,
yep.
You know, like the weedless and that kind of stuff. But the scenarios in that are few and far between, really, I mean, to be honest with you. But like you said, the opportunity where you're fishing, you know, 50 to 80 feet of water is always there, you know, and bass fishing, are you kidding me?
And in your long-range tackle box, which I'm sure you had, you know, you dedicate a couple of slots in one of your Plano 3600s to, you know, half a dozen 10-inch swim baits and you know, 4 or 5 lead heads. At least you'll be covered when that's – because usually, like you described, John, on an 8-day trip, calico bass fishing isn't the main focus,
yeah.
But how fun is it to slide into the beach somewhere or whatever. We're in here fishing coastal yellowtail, and this opportunity presents itself, and here's some epic bass fishing, and this fish hasn't been touched in 2 years, and they're chewing the swim bait. What would you do rod and reel-wise on something like that, Corey?
I mean, from the boat like that, at least a 7.5, 8-foot rod and 50-pound Power Pro, you know, 65 at the heaviest, and I would fish nothing lighter than a 40-pound Flora leader,
okay.
For sure. You know,
808, 809, 807.
Yeah, the 808 would be right in line right there.
Okay.
Yeah, and there is a signature rod in that realm from Seeker, too. Yeah, eight foot, you know.
And a lot of guys would already have, like, a Tranks 300 or 400 for yellowtail or even small tuna
that's
fishing.
That's true, too.
That
yeah.
You probably already have a rod and reel or something like that.
That's already got 50 or 65, and, and you've got 40-pound fluoro in your box already for tuna fishing. Yeah. So.
If you don't have that in your arsenal, John, that might be something worth considering because you're right. A Tranks 400 full of 50 or 60-pound braid and, you know, call it that. I would just get that Corey, the Corey Signature Series, that 808, because you could not only fire a plastic and catch a calico bass with that, but that rod would be super fun.
A great bait rod.
And where I'm thinking is that, like, a small popper or a mega bait for all that school-sized tuna. Like the fish and Carl's talking about, all that Dorado and yellowtail, just the, you know, from fish that are 30 pounds and below, they're super fun. You can, I mean, a Tranks 400 is going to handle that no problem. You're not just bringing an outfit that's, you know, where you're bringing an extra rod in your bundle that's only for calico bass. You know, now you've got something that'll do a whole bunch of stuff, but be fun on the light tackle side of
Sounds like a fun trip, John.
You got me fired up, too. All right, Johnny. Well, we appreciate the phone call, John, very much. I hope you get on the next one and you get back to bass fishing. I had a great text come through. This was from Ben in Chula Vista. Carl, how long are we going to run this year, and how much time do you think I realize? Realistically have left to catch a cow? That's from Ben in Chula Vista.
That's a good one.
We always run out of fishermen before we run out of trips, you know, and the weather permitting, you know. The only reason we're stopping at fishing is we're backing up to the holidays. People have a hard time getting time off from work and whatever else. And then the weather. Like I said, we ran trips all the way up to December 8th or 10th or whatever last year. That's when the weather hit. But we had trips scheduled all the way up to almost Christmas last year. Then, unfortunately, the weather happened. Fishing was still good, you know, out on the bank. So I would say at least through November all the way up to Thanksgiving, we're full speed all the way till like 3 days before Thanksgiving. So you got plenty of time. There's room, lots of room in November to hop on a day-and-a-half trip and to get yourself a cow. Then after that, I think – as soon as you guys are all done with boat work, we got trips scheduled in March. The Queen sold out every 3-day trip in spring already. His weekends are sold out. These guys are already putting their schedule up for March and
Isn't
April and May.
That was going to be my next question. Was exactly that? Like
you're blowing my mind.
Yeah. How soon is too soon? Clearly, it's not. Like
no, it's. I mean, and guys that want charters for next year. You need to start booking charters now because...
Like yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah. I mean, I know the Pegasus, the Dawn, John on the Islander, these guys are already 50 to 75% full for next year already.
That
guys are
crazy.
Just eager to go fishing.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I feel like it'll be one of these, you know, I remember way back in the day when I started the landing, like if you wanted a weekend charter on one of the high-end boats... You had to also charter a springtime trip. Like, that's how high the demand was, you know, back in the Albacore days, was if you wanted a Saturday in August, you had to, you know...
In May.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You did a May springtime yellowtail trip, and that's what allowed you to, you know, I could see that happening again one of these days this year. Like, the demand just seems so high for all this great fishing we have going on.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of, like, I know, like, just talking to Gavin and Drew, like, They're still taking charters for early year and late year, but their summer schedule's full already, and they're like, we're an open party trip. We want, and Gavin really likes the open party trip.
Sure.
So he's like, okay, we're gonna start. They're filling in their summer schedule right now with open party trips. Same with John on the Islander and the guys on the Tomahawk. They're filling in, and Scott also filling in their schedule. They're working on their schedule for next year already. Normally we don't get those scheduled till February or March. But now these guys are trying to pencil out their schedule and everything to put up online because guys are eager to book for next year.
That's so cool.
Wow, yeah.
I love it.
I mean, they need to, right?
Yeah.
And you get it. I mean, fishing the last few years has just been so good.
But more than that, it's been this 6 years we've had that spring bite in February, March. Yep. So it's a pattern, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
And the nice thing is for us, Jeff Walker just bought the Fortune.
That's big news.
Yep, and he's taking the boat over with Bruce. But he plans on keeping the boat down here during the springtime, so that will be another option for us to have, you know, maybe a limited load or ultra limited load with 15 guys. And he's going to target that bluefin fishing when that's around. And
guys are filling up their open party and charter trips so much right now, but that gives us another 30 trips at the beginning of the year we could add on to the schedule. Guys will have opportunity to book on and fish and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Ah, gets me fired up. Yeah.
Right? I know. Yeah,
totally.
I know.
Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Jeff? Jeff from Dana Point. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Jeff?
Can you hear me?
We're going to move on. Why don't we try another one? How about we try Ben, who's called us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, good morning, Ben.
Can you hear me? Hey, it seems like the only way that people are really catching those cows is with that flying fish. You guys kind of agree with that? I say I see the big ones really getting hooked.
The last few weeks, I would say 10% of that bigger fish has been caught on the kite for our sport boats. A lot of it's been on the knife jigs, those new, the Mustad rip rollers or ripper roll, whatever they're called, have been really effective. Those 400 to 500 gram knife jigs. Three to 400, and the jigs have been working really well. Still some on the SK and flat fall jigs, but I would say a lot of that's been fishing at night. A lot of the big ones have been caught on that.
And is that a nighttime only kind of thing, or is that a daytime too? I mean, is that? I mean, just my own curiosity.
Yeah. Percentage of our boats, for sure, nighttime.
Yes, not majority.
Not to say that they couldn't or wouldn't bite in the day. They would. They do. We had a trip on our boat early season this year where we had great knife jig and flat fall fishing in the daytime. Yeah. Not on cows, but on big ones. You know, 140s to 190s. You know, we had six of those big ones on our boat this year that was all daytime knife jig fishing. So, can they and will they bite it? Yes, but it seems like for the sport boats, it's been a nighttime thing.
I got you.
Yeah. Gavin, on their last trip, came back. I help them unload. And I'm not going to get the number exactly, but they had like 20 over 2, I don't know how many over 100, all on the knife jig. He said 10 out of all those big fish, 10 were on the kite. Everything else was either on light, fly line and a live bait or on a knife jig or a flat fall jig
really?
Or something. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and some really good yellowtail fishing out on the bank he came back with.
What's the ideal rig to fish a knife jig on right now, knowing that you might hook an 80-pounder or you might hook a 280-pounder? Like, what's the Carl Schmidt preferred rig for fishing a knife jig at nighttime for a big one?
My go-to is an International 16 or a Talica 20 or 25, if you, whatever you prefer, and a 7-foot rod. Some guys like the 7-foot, 7.5-foot rod. I kind of been sticking to the 7-foot, 7.2, 7.3, whatever. Either a Calstar 770X or XH or that Offshore Pro 1x3, I think, are really good rods. Some guys like the 2x4, which is totally fine, but I think I would go with one of those two outfits with my – you want something to have 100-pound or 130-pound spectra that gives you the ability to fish 80-pound or 100-pound, whatever you're comfortable with, fishing those big knife jigs or flat fall jigs.
And nighttime, you could beef up that leader
absolutely.
Like big time.
Yeah, right? I mean, 200, 250-pound, 300-pound leader, no problem. If you're fishing at night, you want that thing for abrasive resistance. And if you ask every boat, you're going to get a different answer how you want to rig up those knife jigs. The guys on
in
the
terms road, of the hooks, you mean?
Yeah,
or,
hooks.
Okay.
Yep. Go on the Royal Star, they like one or two hooks on the top, one or two hooks on the bottom. You go on the XL, which I did a four-day trip, they like a big treble hook on the bottom of those things and one or two hooks on the top. Gavin, one hook on top, I believe, and one hook on the bottom or two hooks, something like that. You ask every boat, they're going to tell you to rig it differently.
And it's funny, you try telling the XL, the Royal Star, or the Pacific Queen that their rig is wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Obviously, they're completely different between all three of them, and you know, there's no way that one of those guys isn't doing as, you know, I mean, those are all highliners, yeah. You know, so.
And they all function, right?
Yeah, yeah, so they all work.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know one thing that is consistent, though, on all of them is that for the most part, the hooks that come on the lure are not up to the task of what we're doing.
Not.
Like these big knife style jigs, like they're all designed for catching jacks and grouper and things like that, you know, in other parts of the world. I mean, you know, those things are designed for catching fish that are 40 pounds and 50 pounds. And
not
and
a 150
exactly.
to 280.
Yeah. You know, fishing on the rail with a super short top shot. And, you know, Carl's talking about a 130-pound line and a 200-pound leader.
Yeah.
And for sure, the one thing I can say is you want to swap those hooks. Whatever configuration you choose, hooks on top, hooks on bottom, both, whatever. Just make sure it's a nice heavy duty like
and
that.
Do you guys have them in the shop rigged where they're already? Yeah. I mean, where they're already re-rigged.
We do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We sell them all always unrigged. If a guy wants to do it himself, we have a bunch that are just up by the register. You know, kind of impulsey grab and go that are redone with ultra duty heavy cord. We use the very heavy duty Gamakatsu assist hooks. I mean, all of them. Every brand of appropriate hooks also makes an appropriate assist hook, and we carry all those and have them all rigged up for sure.
Easy enough.
I'm pretty sure they have one guy that's all they do for 8 hours straight is re-rigging jigs.
I mean, sometimes multiple guys for all shit. Yeah, it's just it's crazy. I mean, just but now going all the way back to our caller's question is that has been a high percentage of big ones are caught that way.
Yeah, especially the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks now. Month ago, a lot of that fish was on the kite. You know, they go fish that smaller stuff up on the bank, then they go in the afternoon and fish that big fish on the kite. Now it seems like that stuff is more evening into the night stuff. So I would say right now.
The kind of rundown of a day, and still has, it sounds like the bait fishing was a little better before, and now it's just better night fishing. But rundown of a day on a day and a half trip, start off in the morning, fly line and live baits. Transition into late afternoon kite fishing and then evening jig fishing.
Correct.
That's the synopsis of a day on the bank right now.
Exactly. Okay. Yep.
And what last question? What's the gear like for the bait fishing?
30 pound, 40 pound. I would fish nothing less than 40 pound. Guys, well, a lot of that 30, 40, 50 pound fish, which is fine for 30 pound, but 40 pound, you hook one of those 80, 100 pounders, that are on the bank, you will still hook one of those occasionally. You have a much higher chance of landing them
still
on.
Still have a chance.
Yeah, on a 40 pound. Number one, number two circle hook, and a piece of fluorocarbon. That's the ticket, And you fish on the anchor till probably 1 o'clock. Then you go fish the kite. Then evening happens. Then you go fish the nighttime.
Sounds like a fun trip. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, good times. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. More from Carl Schmidt and Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Kresge of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, cedrosislandfishingcharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, Carl, we were talking about how you had to make the choice of putting the rental gear in and you chose Talica. I don't know that there's a better reel for fishing saltwater bluefin tuna than the Talica.
Yeah, we talked to all the captains overall and got a census of what they thought the best reel for this big bluefin is, not including, like, internationals. You know, you needed something that was comfortable for the first-time fishermen, and a bulletproof reel that free spooled and it had lots of power, and there was just no other option besides a Talica 20-25 for this big grade fish in this middle grade bluefin, the Talica 12 and 16. You can't go wrong.
Clearly you guys wouldn't have picked it if it wasn't the right reel for performance, but I think the best accolade in this scenario is if it can handle fishing every single day. I mean, those reels go out and pull on big fish every single day of their life and last for years. You know, a one season of being a rental reel at Fisherman's Landing is more than a lifetime of abuse that most of our reels are going to go through. So if they can hold through that, I think that's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah, these reels probably spend well over 130 days on the water.
And that's awesome.
Fishing from the most inexperienced to the most experienced fishermen and catching, well, we've caught bluefin over 300 pounds on these and handled it no problem.
That's awesome. Nothing like it at Shimano Talica. Check it out to your local dealer or check out Shimano.com.
All right, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. Having a great time in the world headquarters here with Carl Schmidt. If you want to join us, we're giving away a day and a half trip out of Fisherman's Landing. Thank you, Carl, for that one. One lucky caller is going to be stoked with that. The number, 213-432-1090. That's the number to have your chance to win that trip.
Yeah, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water right now. It's time for our catch report. And, hey, Gamakatsu Hooks and Sea Falcon Lures are teaming up at Tackle Day Saturday, November the 6th with some incredible specials. They're going to have great discounts on Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon Lures, including those Sea Falcon knife jigs. Primo colors, they're a high-end knife jig, and those are all going to be available at Tackle Day Saturday, November the 26th. Sea Falcon has been one of those incredibly difficult lures to find, and they are going to be well-stocked at Tackle Days. Plus, they're going to have a bunch of great other goodies, 25 chances to win extra prizes. They're going to be doing raffles, a really fun booth at Tackle Days. Be sure to go by and see Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon booth at Fisherman's Landing Tackle on Saturday, November the 6th for Tackle Day. We're going to start off our catch report up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, morning. Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Awesome. Good morning.
Good, man. Well, we had a super short week of fishing this week as a result of that whole oil deal. You know, they had our harbor closed for 4 days.
Brutal.
We were able to fish. Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, it's brutal for us. What it's really brutal for us is lobster guys. Yeah. I can't believe this is just so hard.
So unfair.
Guys. It is. It really is. But, you know, you have to stay out of the closure area if you want them to make it go away as fast as possible. So it's just a tough deal. So with that being said, we did fish Monday, and yesterday was kind of our day back at it, the open harbor Friday night. So our half-day boats, we now have to fish below that closure area, which ends right below the San Onofre power plant there. So we have to make that 10-mile run on our half-days. Yesterday's half-day trip saw some action on the sand bass and some sheephead. Couple different ways guys are catching fish yesterday. One way that, you know, we don't fish too terribly often but was effective yesterday, I was told, was the Carolina rig. You know, stopping that sliding sinker on a swivel or one of those Carolina keeper deals. Guys, for whatever reason, that seemed to fish pretty good with the, like, up to 1 ounce sliding egg sinker. And then, of course, the standard dropper, like a tight deal, caught fish pretty good for them as well. And they had low little bit of calico bass action, too, up on the surface for the guys that wanted to fish the smaller live sardines. You know, they're able to kind of pull the smaller ones out of the handle, get that on the hook, and get out there and catch a few bass. Now, the closure hasn't affected our three-quarter day trips, as the vast majority of our rockfish area is below that closure area as it is. So the 2 days that we fished this week, we had some good sculpin fishing on the rigs with the rubber lure, fished above the sinker, kind of that Viejo spade above the dropper, above the heavy sinker there. That fish real good for the sculpin, and then some nice mixed white fish in on that. And then the days that we were able to drift a little bit, because we haven't had much current, the grouper and the red's been okay as well. So there wasn't much current, so it made it okay on the drift. But the anchor, I'd say, probably fished a little bit better. We were able to catch a little bit over the top of some of that stuff a little bit better in that deeper water. And then over at Clemente, again, the Fury fished Monday. He was able to get in right before they closed the harbor down. He said that the yellowtail should look really good over there for him on Monday. The trip, they had 35 really nice quality yellowtail. This fish has been from like 18 to 30 pounds, so it's been a good mix of just good quality fish. That fish, he said, they caught a whole bunch of different ways. They caught them on the heavy jigs, like the yo-yo jigs. Some guys caught them on the surface iron. Guys caught them on the live sardine. So it was just a good little mix of approaches there. He is back over there today, so he was able to – he actually fished Catalina yesterday, and that was a tough day for him over there. But he was able to leave last night with the Dana Wharf Lady Anglers, get back over there and see, you know, what they can find. That island hasn't been fished, really, by us, Newport, or any of the Long Beach guys as a result of the closure. So he's back over there today. Hopefully he finds some of that stuff in the same spots where he kind of, you know, left it on Monday. But, you know, that's going to be a short – live deal for him over there, too, as a result of this wind that's coming. So he's going to be off the water, you know, as a result of that wind coming tonight as well, tonight and into Monday and Tuesday. So just going to have to bide our time here for a couple days and, you know, let some unsavory things kind of pass. Let the wind get past us. We'll work with closure and we'll kind of go from there. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, we're running. You know, we're running. So call and make your reservations. Our number here, 949-496-5794. And, of course, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, or check us out online at danawharf.com.
Well said. Perfect report, Willie. We appreciate that very much. Like you say, we're going to let this thing pass, but you're up and running and fishing and going at it. Appreciate a great report as always, buddy, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks for the time, guys. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
All right. Appreciate that.
And on hold from the beautiful island of Cedros, we have Mr. Jeff Flowers. Good morning, Jeff.
Cedros Sport Fishing. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show this morning. Carl, great feed of information on these local trips. I'm sitting here just biting at the bit to get back out again.
I'll bet you very are.
Well, I mentioned last week getting down to Cedros, and I'm packing my gear this morning because I'm leaving on Thursday. So fish report down there right now is a nice-sized Dorado on kelp patties. People are out making the trip, looking around. Coming back with their limits.
So cool.
Big yellowtail are being caught right now, trolling live mackerel. The bigger mackerel, getting the bigger fish up to 40 pounds, and they're still limiting out. Calicos, true to my heart, I love those little checkerboard fish, and they're biting. You can't help yourself if you go down there. It's if you try not to catch fish, you know, you'd have to try hard not to catch something down there. You have to take your hooks off, put it that way.
How cool, man. So, no, it sounds like great fishing, and I know a little bit of weather right now, but very good-looking weather coming forward once we get through this little stretch here. And, you know, the beauty of Cedros is no matter what's going on, there's, you know, 15, 20 miles worth of lee that you can fish, and, you know, great options no matter which direction you go.
Yeah, it did. Mother Nature did strike us a little bit. It forced the trip down, but, you know, next day things changed, and guys are back out hammering on it again, so... Rosie's down there doing a swap right now on trips. We were lucky we had the plane actually start off in Tijuana this morning. So the trip going down is going to get an extra couple hours of fishing this afternoon for sure.
How
so
cool.
They're excited.
That's awesome.
Well, sounds like certainly good fishing to be had. And I know that last week you were mentioning there's still some late season opportunities, and late season is kind of the primo time for Cedros, because not only do you still get that great yellowtail and bass fishing, but also you're shot at all those exotics. Are there still any opportunities to come down this year with you, Jeff?
There are three spots open on October 27th through November 1st trip.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still available with staff, which is surprising to me. So if you're thinking about it, give Rosie a call, and I'll give you your cell phone number. But she might have something special up her sleeve to fill those three spots. So give her a call. You can reach her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570. And or you can try to, you know, connect through the website. But I'd recommend calling her because there are some imposters down there using our same name now. And make sure you're talking to Rosie and not somebody else when you call. So, again, 619-772-7570 or on SadroSportFishing.com.
Right on, Jeff. Great job. Appreciate a great report, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, gentlemen. Great show. Have a great
weekend.
Buddy.
Thanks a lot for that.
All right. Good times ahead here with Gundy Gunderson in the Surf Report. Good morning, Gundy.
What up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Living the dream, buddy. How's our fishing going?
Not too bad. You know, much trepidation this week. You know, not a good week for a guy who likes the ocean. But I think...
yeah.
I think overall, you know, we dodged the bullet kind of, you know. I think most of the stuff that hit the beach was up north there and it wasn't good, but you know, that would have really been a mess in Laguna and that was a threat for a while. So, you know, hopefully we keep dissipating this thing and, you know, just keep in mind looking in the future, you know, maybe there's cleaner ways to go about this. You know what I mean? I looked up one statistic and I'll just throw that out this week, but. And we'll go on to the report, but worldwide we burn 91 million barrels of oil a day.
Whew,
so crazy. Let that sink in, and yeah. I'll move on into the fish report. Hook, line, sinker report, good barred perch fishing on most beaches up there. Those western beaches, I keep saying it, continue to produce gaviota, refugio, el capitan, steady conditions, you know, low 60s, but good perch water. And the reports were good on the perch, limit-style fishing, lots of perch around that one-pound mark, some kickers to a pound and a half, bloodworms, mussel, shrimp working well. A shop regular checked in a one-pound, 8-ounce barred perch taken on a mussel at Emma Wood State Beach. But that's a dandy. That's a nice fish. Still some corbin out there at Carpinteria. So, you know, I'd try the exotic bait, you know, ghost shrimp, bloodworms on these cooler water corbin. We had several nice fish caught this week, and the exotic baits were working, and all quality fish, too. Wiley's reported a good week of mixed catches. Up there they had corbin, cabazon, calico bass, yellowfin croaker, salima are all over the place, they tell me. The sheephead bites good, leopard sharks, a hornback shark, and a 150-pound thresher off the pier. So transitional, you know, a lot of things in the mix right now. Just Fishing reported a few corbin still on South Bay beaches, exotic baits, like I said, working, bloodworms, gopher shrimps. Lots of quality fish, you know, several in the 3- and 4-pound classes. Bonita's still in and around King Harbor there taking small spoons and splasher rig. Big Fish reported good corbin catches along Sunset, Surfside, and Dog Beach. Looks like we're having that late season spike. Quality late season fish is what these guys said. They had two fish over 4 pounds, and ghost shrimp is what the guys been using there. And then, you know, from Huntington south to Dana Point, not many anglers there, and I'm sure things are going to bounce back pretty quick there. The Pacific Coast reported good conditions. They checked in a 25-inch corbin that was taken near the Army-Navy Academy there on a bloodworm. That's a dandy. And then several other good corbin catches. Some sargo on the hard bottom down there, and... this is the last interesting note. Some divers diving for lobsters in and around Oceanside Harbor reported schools of striped bass. You know, we had that nice 17-pound fish taken near there last week or whatever. So, boy, that's something to react to, you know, get a spoon or a hard jerk, but then try to make some time this week, you know.
I like it. Good. Certainly some good fishing to be had amongst a pretty tragic situation, but glad to hear it. Great report, as always. Thanks for compiling such killer info, and, yeah, we'll just look for cleaner water and better fishing ahead.
Yeah. Fishermen are optimists by nature, so we're going to make the best of it, and we'll keep moving on, right?
Like it, Gundy. Well said, buddy. Appreciate
it. Have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, that's good stuff for sure, and that's sponsored check surfishtackle.com for all your surfish reports, tackle and more. Again, surfishtackle.com. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Carl Schmidt and Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app in a Mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Zaman Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Zaman has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trips. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound 36-inch rigid hoop nets, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth would you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. it. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.